It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
So many people live their lives in a 10-mile radius. They're busy. They're very busy going from one task to another that they forget to stop and slow down to succeed in creating happiness and joy in all areas of their life. They forget to explore this beautiful planet. They stop connecting deeply with themselves, with their souls. Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host. The show is Voices of Courage, and today the show is titled The Courage to Live Your Life to the Max. So, how do you live your life to the max? You know what I found out? Science can fix just about anything, but human beings, we have to mend ourselves. And years ago, I asked my wife to marry me. In fact, about 20 years ago. And when we were out, when we were out picking out wedding stones, we came across this amazing stone. It was called Tanzanite. And I asked about the history of the stone. And the jeweler told me that Tanzanite is mined in a couple areas around the world, and it comes out of the ground in a very gray, ugly-looking stone. And what they have to do with Tanzanite is they have to fire the stone. And when they fire it up, what happens is that the beautiful blue-red color comes into being, and it's vibrant. It's gorgeous. It's amazing stone. And that's a lot like our lives. We're kind of like a dull gray stone, a lot of us are. And what needs to happen is we need to fire that stone. We need to take it through the fires of challenges. And we need to connect deeply with that inner fire, so that that stone, that life, our life becomes brilliance in itself. And we can start to live our life to the max. So how do we start? You know, there's a million ways to start. But here's what I like to do. I like to just look at what the heck isn't working in my life. What's not working? Just pick one area. You know, whether it's career or health or your, maybe your fitness or your relationship, maybe it's your family life, whatever it is. Maybe it's, you know, there's a part of you that consistently feels stress or anxiety. If that's it, start there. But wherever you start, know that you have the wisdom, you have the understanding and the power right within you to overcome it. Now, people used to tell me that years ago, when I first started on this path of self-realization. And what I found is that most of the time, I didn't believe it. I had to go out and prove it for myself. And I encourage you to do the same. But, you know, if you're stuck in an area right now, whether it's in your business or your personal life, if you're stuck, there are solutions to everything. In fact, what I found is that there's probably infinite solutions to limited problems. So today our show is all about that. You know, it's really about how do we live life to the fullest, right? How do we live life to the fullest? So again, Rome wasn't built in a day. And one of the stories that I've heard a few times that I love is the story about the Chinese bamboo tree. So the Chinese bamboo tree is planted in the earth, and then you start to water it, right? Well, you water it for the first year, nothing happens. You water it for the second year, nothing happens. You water it for the third year, nothing happens. You water it for the fourth year, nothing happens. The fifth year, this Chinese bamboo tree shoots up 90 feet in 30 days. Imagine that, 90 feet in 30 days. So what's it doing during that first 4 or 5 years? It's building roots. It's building roots to support that tremendous growth. And that's exactly what we need to do with our own lives. We need to build the foundation and build the roots to have a life filled with joy and happiness and success. So today's a good day to start, wouldn't you say? I think it is. So pick an area of your life. You know, I know you're driving down the road right now. You're thinking about it, you know, or you're listening to me on Facebook right now. You know, pick an area of your life and say, you know, and say, tell yourself, right? This is the one area I'm just going to master. And it doesn't have to be this quick fix, as I just alluded to. The Chinese bamboo tree took a long time to come out of the ground, but we got to put the roots in. So your roots. Here's what I know about challenges. Challenges are just our weaknesses coming to light. I want you to think about that. Your challenges are your weaknesses that are just coming into the light. And what happens when they come into the light? We look at them, we go, oh, I don't want to deal with that. Oh, I don't like my body shape or form. I don't like the way that I show up in a relationship. I don't like the job I have. We don't even want to look at our weaknesses. But if we do, there's magic on the other side of it. Because what happens is that we take any area that's not working and we say, you know, I'm gonna make this work no matter what. Now, you've probably done this before. And what happens is a lot of people have what I call start-stop patterns in their life. They start out with a great resolution. They think about how it's going to be when they complete it. They start on it, and then they stop because life gets in the way. So, for instance, there's a million people that make billion people that make New Year's resolutions or have made New Year's resolutions, and they don't stick. Why is that? Well, I say it's because the foundation wasn't in place. So we got to go back to the foundation to be able to change our weaknesses permanently. And the foundation always starts with a commitment that is non-negotiable. It's a non-negotiable commitment. You're going to do this no matter what. You're going to do it no matter how long it takes, what obstacles come. You're going to start over a million times. It doesn't matter, but you're going to do what it takes to make it work for you. And that's how I found success in my own life and success in all of my clients' lives. I have them commit to a goal that's non-negotiable. The second step that I found that really works for us is we have to realize that the human mind will not take us where we want to go. It just doesn't. I mean, your willpower may be strong. It may be strong as the strongest person on the planet. But I will say this, that your willpower will not be strong enough to overcome some of the greatest challenges in your life. It's just not. So you either have to figure out how to increase your willpower, I guess, or maybe you connect to something that's greater than yourself. And I call it divine willpower. That you connect to this mind, like Einstein always said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God, the rest are details. Why did Einstein say that? I always asked myself that until I got the answer. Because it's in the superconscious mind that all the willpower, all the answers, all the understanding, all the wisdom, everything is sitting right there. And it's sitting for you, not just me. It's sitting for every one of us. So if you like that idea of breaking your stop-start patterns, okay, number one, take full responsibility for what's going on in your life. Number two, okay, commit to seeing the cause of what's stopping this, right? First commit to the goal of overcoming it, but then also commit to seeing the cause of it. And then find the courage every single day to take three steps in the direction of whatever you want to overcome. Also, for me, every answer that I've ever had has come in stillness. So I believe that if you don't have a path of being able to get still every day, whether it's through meditation or whether it's going to the forest and sitting on a rock and just connecting deeply with nature, if you don't have a way to connect deeply, you know, you owe it to yourself to do that. Because what's going to happen is your life's going to get better. And those little small steps that you need to take every day are going to be made a lot easier if you connect in this place called stillness. So I know I'm kind of preaching to you today, and that's not my intention at all. My intention is just to motivate you to take your life to the next level. I've got a couple of really amazing guests coming on the show today. And I've got Eduardo Flores coming up in our next segment. He's been a monk for over 20 years, and now he's on to helping people with health and vitality and living life to the max. And then later in the show, I've got Mike LeBron on, and I'll be talking a little bit more about Mike in our next segment. But listen, if you're on Facebook right now, which I know a lot of you are, we've got thousands of you out there, send us, if you have any questions you want me to answer, just put them in the comments on the under the show there. And of course, give us some likes, because we'd love to have a few likes. Also, I want to let you know, this show is being sponsored by Women's Wisdom, women empowering women in friendship and business for over 25 years. They're San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group, and they can be found at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. They meet the second Friday of each month in San Diego, or you can find them on the internet. So again, www.womenswisdom.net. Okay, coming up next, we have Eduardo Flores. He's going to be talking about how to take your life to the next level.
Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back. Today, we are talking about the courage to live your life to the max. And in studio with me is an amazing man. His name is Eduardo Flores. He was born in Ecuador and became a practicing yogi at the age of 16. Some years later, he moved to California and joined the Self-Realization Fellowship Yoga Monastery and lived in the monastery for 22 years. Being in the healing arts for the last 20 years, he's all about brain reprogramming, emotional healing, working with the unconscious mind, and he helps people to live their life to full potential by maximizing the physical, emotional, and mental and spiritual states. Eduardo, welcome.
Thank you, Ken.
It's great to have you, man.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, all the way from Ecuador. I love that.
Yeah, it's good to be visiting here.
Yeah. Yeah, you tell me it's been, what, about a year and a half since you came to the United States?
Yeah, it's a little over a year. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. All righty. And, yeah, okay. So let me ask you this. What the heck were you thinking when you decided to become a monk? How old were you?
I was 21 at that time.
21. Yeah. What? You know, what was driving you? What was triggering you?
Well, you know, when I was 16, I had a near-death experience, and that turned me into the spiritual path. Mm-hmm. Then when I came here to California after being doing yoga for a while, I decided I really want to explore that higher aspect of me, where I wasn't happy with seeing people around. I don't want to become like them, you know, mm-hmm. grow old. I want more from life. So I want to explore it. What potential do I have? And that's what I got into the meditation, and then I decided to join a monastery to have the discipline that you were talking about with the stones, because that gives you that training, that discipline that takes out all the stuff from you and brings out the best of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Did you know what you were getting into in the beginning? I mean, like when looking back, do you think you would have picked that path again? Or?
Well, you know, at that age, you know, really don't know much what you're doing, you know, whatever you do. But I think it was like the best choice in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I would do it again.
Again, yeah.
Again and again, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. So this show is all about helping people to take their life and live it to the max, right? What do you think some of the ingredients to success are that you've found in your travels?
The first thing is to really have a very clear image of what do you want to accomplish in life. That's the number one. And a lot of people, it's difficult for them to, because they've got so much stuff to first work out, emotional stuff that they carry, that they have to heal relationships, and so they cannot see clearly. So the first step is to clear yourself and then see who you are.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I run across people all the time in my practice that don't have a capacity to really visualize anything. In fact, their mind, they start to think of it, it seems like it's just almost pulled away from the vision. Is that typical?
Very typical. Unless you do some work in yourself, you won't be able to see past your the stuff that is
the mind is going so fast.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost think that there's a force. It's like I know when I first started to meditate, it's like I try to focus my eye on the spiritual eye, right between the eyebrows there. And it felt like there was something actually pulling my attention away from that. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but
yes, well, that's the world. Everything we're immersed in the world, I call it the world of Maya, the delusion that it dilutes. So you got to be clear, and then make the effort to connect to your higher self. That's what meditation comes, and then we can start seeing clearly.
Yeah. So if somebody's sitting out there and they're listening to the show and they're thinking, oh my gosh, I can't really visualize anything. Am I destined for mediocrity?
Well, that's what we are. Most people feel that way. I felt that way too. But I think if you make a little effort, get some books, something, you know, find someone who can help you out. Yeah. And then you can start exploring that path, taking that next step to get closer to yourself.
Right, right. Well, okay, so there are solutions. I get that. And, of course, you know, what I've been doing the last 20 years is helping people to do just that.
Exactly,
to help them get clear, release old patterns. And that's the same thing you've been doing for many, many years. Yeah. What other ingredients are there to success?
Well, once you know, have a clear vision of what you want, then you must hold that every day. When you wake up in the morning, you must be grateful for life, for your breathing, and hold that vision. Then hold it strong enough, and then your day will be focused. That will be your energy, your mind, your emotions, everything will move towards that. So that's very important, because most people don't get what they want because they don't hold strong enough that great things they want to accomplish in life.
I think that's really true. I remember a time in my life where I knew I wanted to buy a home for my family, and I held a vision of generating $30,000, and I just held it, right? And I'd come home, and I'd put on a song, this is years ago, by ABBA called Super Trooper, and yes. I'd dance, and I'd feel it, and I'd completely visualize it, because I wasn't a good visualizer at the time, but I just feel it in my body. This is going to happen, I know, and I know, and I know. And, you know, about 60 days later, I generated that $30,000 that I'd never, ever in my life created that kind of wealth instantly like that, right? You know, and this is many years ago. This is about like $100,000 a day, right? Yes. So I get that. Okay. So once we visualize it, when we feel it, then what?
Then we hold it, and then we must be open to the opportunity that life brings to you every day. Through some people, through circumstances, you have to be open. And that's where, you know, a meditation helps to develop the intuition. But we must be open to that, because it's, if we want to create a new you, a new us,
right,
we must think differently.
Right.
And then we must be able to activate so that the opportunities that come every day, once you hold a vision, you must be able to feel it and take it and take the challenge, whatever it's the next challenge, and go through that.
Okay. Because life happens, man. Life happens to everybody. And, you know, those challenges, I believe, are there to strengthen us.
That's it, what you said. Exactly. Yeah. It's just showing us our weaknesses. And that's the next thing that we need to overcome. It's like a duty we have to us, to life. It's showing us. And if we overcome it, then there will be like magic behind that, as you said.
Yeah. And I like that. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I want to really make sure that everybody's getting this. You don't have to go out and visualize $100,000 in your bank account, right? You can start really small. Do something that, you know, you've wanted for a while and that moves you and visualize that, right? It can be a small steps.
Yeah, and I always say people, more than a something physical or material to visualize, it's the feeling you would have once you get it.
Yes.
Vibrate on that.
Wow.
That like you weren't dancing.
That's what I was dancing.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. You know, a lot of times people are living their lives. They're in their comfort zone, or I call it the mediocrity zone. They're really not aware that there's more to life, right? Do you have any tips around that, or what are some of the symptoms that people experience when they're in that place?
Well, yeah, we've all gone through that different times of our lives. But, you know, whenever I feel like, I don't have enough energy to do this, I'm tired, I don't like this, I don't want to do this. You're going through the surviving through the day. I call it like victim consciousness. I am in victim consciousness. Mm-hmm. I'm not a creator. I'm just a victim.
Right.
So that's a symptom for me.
Okay. Well, listen, I know that, you know, living life to the max is not only a mantra that you live by, it's also an organization. Max is an organization that you're involved in.
Yes.
And so I want to know a little bit about why Max works for you in your life. And also I want to ask you what stops people from being successful. So we're going to be right back. And we're going to be talking about those two topics.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at StarsOfCourage.org. That's StarsOfCourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back. Do you have the courage to take your life and live it to the max? I hope you're saying yes. I'm hoping you're saying, this is an amazing show. I'm going to forward this to some of the people that I know, because I know that they also want to take and live their life to the max. Today in studio, I have my guest, Eduardo Flores. Eduardo had been a monk for 20 years, studying success principles, learning how to dive deep into meditation. and develop intuition, develop the skills that one needs to live life to the max. And I was just asking him about symptoms of lack of success. And we were talking about what couple things.
Yeah, well, like when we live, like I call it victim consciousness, you know, I can't do this, I don't like this, it's too hard for me, I'm just struggling, then we're just mediocrity, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think, you know, in your heart of hearts, Eduardo, stops people really from succeeding?
I think deep, the belief systems they have that they grew up with, that they're not good enough, that they cannot reach what they want, that they're just average. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, people really need to, we need to really work on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we do. I think it's very interesting how many people are educated in this country that are still struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I work with them all the time. It's amazing that you have people that have gone to school for to college, become doctors, and they're out in the world and they're still struggling in many areas, in their relationships, in their finances. Sometimes they just hate what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they're stuck. So if a person is stuck, what do we do with that?
You have to ask for help.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, sometimes we cannot see ourselves the way other people sees us.
Yeah.
You have to find help, otherwise something, some kind of help, otherwise you're going to stay that way.
Yeah. Well, you know what I see, Eduardo, is that if we're not getting a little happier, and having a little more well-being every day.
That's it.
Then that's the gauge I look at.
Yes.
Am I getting a little happier? Do I have a little more peace of mind? Do I feel a little better in my body?
Yeah.
Right, every day. So I know that you you joined a company called Max a while back, and you've helped a whole bunch of people that were not feeling well-being in their life every day. Let's talk a little bit about that. What is Max? First of all, why did you get involved?
Yeah, good. I've been, you know, in the healing business for many years, helping lots of people all over the world. And I always take care of the physical body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. But when the physical body, it's not doing well, it's really hard to work on the other parts as well. If you're starving, you haven't eaten 4 days, I'm not going to give you a lecture on philosophy because you're not going to listen. You want to eat.
Right.
So that's the thing. And so when I found this product about, some time ago, it really took my whole being to another level. The things that I wanted emotionally, mentally to accomplish that I hadn't, even with all the work I do, I was able to do it like this. Because my body at a cellular level was healed, was rejuvenated. That's what I got into.
That's good. Yeah. And for those of you that are listening, like this means very quickly.
Like 3 weeks, boom, you know.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, so what were the symptoms you were having that you weren't feeling like you were living at 100% physically?
Well, I was having a great life, you know.
Yeah, because I know you do.
Yeah, I was happy. But there was always these little things that... a little lack of energy, you know, as you age, little things that you just get used to it.
Right.
And when I started taking this, and I didn't even know what it was. I just took it because a friend gave it, says, just take it and you'll like it.
Right.
And then I just had this aha moment.
Right.
When one morning I woke up and I sat and says, I do not remember ever in my life feeling this good.
Wow.
With no...
Now this is a legal product. There's no chemicals. There's no,
it's all natural.
Okay,
it's all natural. Good. And
okay.
It's very.
I want to qualify that. With
and
my
yes, yes. There. And there is. There's 150,000 medical and scientific studies on it. It's more studied than vitamin C and E together. So it's like,
wow.
Yeah, it's so out there, but people don't know it.
Right.
So and what happened to me when I felt like basically. My cells had cleaned, my body had cleaned of all the stuff I carried through life.
Right.
And I felt like I had a new body, a new mind, especially when the mind goes like, wow, this is incredible. I have to share this with other people. I mean, this is like,
yeah, because
wow.
I know you and you're not one to just jump into something.
No.
Yeah, that's
good. And so that's why I've been sharing with people And it's like I've seen people's lives transform, being able to take that next step to heal themselves, to do what they want to do. So it gives me such a joy.
Yeah.
And I cannot help but share it. And people who listen to me, because I'm telling the truth, they said, just, I want that thing. I want to try it, you know?
Right, yeah. Right. Well, yeah, I think you mentioned to me you got 40 doctors that are now working with you with this product to get it out in the world.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's like, it's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's tell the people a little bit about the product itself. What is it and, how do they get it?
Basically, our cells are the smallest living organism that we have. Our organs are made out of cells. We have trillions of them. Our cells need to survive oxygen. Everybody knows that. Water, sugars of food. And the fourth thing is known for the last 30 years. It's a glutathione.
Glutathione
is a molecule inside each of our cells, which is nature put in our cells. So it is the antioxidant of the cell. So it cleans the cells of all oxidative stress and all toxins that go into the cell, and then generates energy within the cell and lets this cell absorb the vitamin from the food. So those are three things. And that starts going down after 20 years, goes down 10 to 15% every decade.
Okay.
So that's what's called aging.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the name of the product itself?
The product is Max One. It's ribosine, which is just a mixture of ribosa and L-cysteine. It's an amino acid and a sugar, mm-hmm. which is produced by the body. When you take it in, it becomes a precursor to glutathione. So the glutathione, all your cells begin to activate, and then you start feeling you're not tired, you have energy, you sleep better, your digestion works, your eyesight gets better, you just feel younger and younger and younger, and you say, oh my God, I'm getting years back into my life.
Well, that's interesting, because there are a lot of superfoods on the market right now that seem to be helping people to take their lives to a more vibrant level. They have more energy and feeling better. I guess, would this be considered a superfood, or what is this considered?
This is the only thing that I know of. All the superfoods, all the antioxidants that you take in the market is coming from the outside in. This allows your body to generate its own from inside out.
I see.
So that's a little different, yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, I want to find out a lot more about this product. And, the good news is that we have Mike LeBron on the line. He's going to be coming in and talking about it. Mike's been with the company, 11 years, I think it is?
Yes.
And he's got a lot of details about that. So I guess if you're interested in having more vitality, more energy in your life, I want you to stay tuned. Also, I want to let you know the show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, women empowering women in friendship and business. You can find them on the net at womenswisdom.net. And we will be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
So, have you ever wondered what it would be like to have the energy of a 12-year-old? I know I've got a couple of them running around my life. They're crazy. They're going all the time, right? They got massive energy. Well, today we are talking with Eduardo Flores, and also I have on the line right now Mike LeBron. And Mike and Eduardo have found a product that does just that. It gives you incredible energy. And it's legal, it's safe, and it's there's about 150,000 studies on this the ingredient alone. So, Mike, welcome to the show. Are you there?
I am here. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing well. Well, let me tell my listeners a little bit about you, Mike, and you can fill in the gaps. But Mike's been an entrepreneur for about 19 years. He bought a franchise with his wife, American Greeting Cards, which allowed him to retire at the age of 35 when he sold the company, and took a little time off, was looking for an opportunity, and many of them came his way. And then he found Max International. He decided, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, because I'm going to let you fill in the because, Mike. But anyway, is that about right?
It is, and I will tell you, Ken, I've been an entrepreneur, not 19 years. I've been an entrepreneur
since
I've been 19 years old.
That's
I want
right.
to clear that up.
Okay, good.
First of all, I want to say thank you for having me on your show. I've been reading up about you. You're just an amazing speaker, amazing gladiator, I'm going to call you, and people just love you. But my wife and I, literally 11 years ago, got a phone call. And the gentleman at the other end said this to me. He said, Mike, I know you retired. I know that you're probably looking for something. And I said, yes, I am. But I just did not know in what form, shape it was going to come in. He says, I've been on a product for 2 months. So it wasn't 2 days. It wasn't overnight. And he says, it's changed my life. More energy, more focus, more balance. He said, instead of getting up in the middle of the night twice to go pee, sometimes I get up once, sometimes I don't get up at all. And he's about 10 years older than I am. He was 50 at the time. I was 40. And I said, what is it? He said, it's a supplement. I said, I'm not interested. He said, Mike, listen to me. He says, this doctor out of Florida found a substance in her body that when you take this product, it's what the body needs to heal itself. And I said, that was pretty remarkable. I said to myself, wow, I need to try this. But it wasn't just about me, because I was I'm pretty, if my wife would be here, she'd tell you I'm wrong, but I would say that I'm pretty perfect, meaning that I don't have any ailments. And I'm not perfect, just to let you know, Ken, okay? And she said to me, I said to her, I want you to try it, and I want my mom to try it. So I bought 3 months' supplies. And within 3 days, and this is often it happens, but it's not typical. 3 days, my wife tells me, she says, Mike, I feel high. But not the high you're thinking about. The high that, for her, she never had a whole lot of energy. And within 3 days, it's like rocks just came off her legs. And she had energy to pick up. Instead of walking 85 feet to our driveway, which had our hard time, we started walking 1 kilometer and then 2 kilometers. And pretty soon after a month, we started walking 2, 3, 4, 5 kilometers, a couple of miles a day. And then my mom, 3 days after, calls me after taking the product. She says, Mike, I've got 26 brothers and sisters that needs to know about this. You need to tell us how to get this product. And that's how I got involved in Max International, not knowing what shape or form, but I knew that if 2 out of the 3 people could have the experience that they had right there and then, I knew I had something significant in my hands. And for me, it took me about 74 days. But now I look at back 10 years. 11 years is really fast. When you said you've been married over 20 years, I'm going to be married this year, 30 years, to an amazing woman that I give my life to so she would have her health. So number one thing in my life is health, because it's no use having any wealth if you don't have that wealth. Because I've known a lot of people who are very, very wealthy, and they would give it all up to have what we have here, and which is the best health that you can have with Max International.
Well, isn't that true? I've actually got a couple clients like that in my life right now, very wealthy and very unhealthy. And they would do anything for their health. So what is this product, Mike? What is it, and why does it work?
Oh, I'll tell you this. The secret, the technology behind Herbert T. Nagasawa of California and his son Scott, the discovery was ribosine. And we know that glutathione was discovered back in the late 1800s, but really not really established until the early 1900s. And as I know, my best friend here, Eduardo Flores, said, if you look at a website called PubMed.gov that the studies back in 1986, and this is like 30 years ago, were very small, but very high for vitamin E and vitamin C, almost the same layers. And today, it's like triple and quadruple how much studies there is compared to vitamin E and vitamin C. There's over 137,000 studies just on what glutathione does for your body. Now, we know for a fact that it is directly related to 74 diseases and disorder. So if somebody tells me, is it good for X, Y, and Z, and I could name you 74 diseases, here's what I'll tell them. I will tell them that your body produces massive amounts of glutathione until you're 20. And after 20, you decrease 10 to 15% per decade. So, Ken, when you reach my age, and you are going to reach my age one of these days, I'm 51, if I'd not be taking this product, I would be running, so 20 less 30, less 50, 30 years, I'd be running on about 45% less fuel than I am now. But my wife, if she'd be on the phone, she'd tell you, it's like I'm the Energizer Bunny. I've gotten my glutathione like a 20-year-old. No, my son, which I've got two sons. One is 24, one is 21. And I buy some properties, and you give me a chainsaw, and you put me in a wood, and I'm in heaven. And some of these young kids that come with my son, they say, you know, I don't know what you're on, but whatever you're on, we want it, because they have a hard time following me. I'm 51, and my father's 83. And we'll stop. And one of the products we have, which is ATP, it's short for adenosine triphosphate, which is already in your cells. It's what gives you energy. And what we have is it's called a performance drink where you mix it up in about 2 ounces of water, where people, it is the out of the five products we have, it's one of those products where you take it, where after 20 minutes you feel an ease in your body. You say, wow, I feel the energy picking up. And it's like energy on demand. When I go traveling all over Africa, a lot of women say to me, you know, it's good in the boardroom, it's good in the gym, it's good wherever you want to exercise, even the bedroom. And women just get up and they say, I want it for my husband. So it's all things like this, but only one thing that I've got to tell you is that by raising your glutathione with our ribosine technology, a lot of things happen to the human body that, you know, instead of having a pain level from, let's say, 0 to 10 and your pain is 10, we see a lot of times that pain levels go down to a 5. And the only reason is because we know that our product raised the glutathione in your body. So if somebody tells me that they've been fighting an element or a disease and they're 60 years old, here's what I tell them. I said, listen, here's my promise. My promise is our product, Dr. Herbert Nagasawa, put a stamp of approval. Health Canada put a stamp of approval. TGA in Australia put a stamp of approval on this product, Ribosine Technology, which is in four of our five products. And they say that if you take this within 90 days, you will elevate your glutathione in your body by 300% plus. So when people come to me after 3 days, I never ask them, hey, how you feeling? What I will tell them is, are you taking the product properly? Celgevity, ATP. Are you taking it properly? And if they do, people are just going to die to tell you, hey, listen, I'm feeling this, this, this. I'm not getting up as much at night. And we know that the number one problem for people is sleep apnea, where people don't sleep at night.
And I want to hear about that sleep apnea, because that's a big thing with a lot of people in the world right now. I do have to take a break. And I do want to say this. The people can get a hold of this product at area code 760-703-9941. I think that's the number. They're also, I believe, we're going to be putting up links on this on our voicesofcourage.us page and also on Facebook, Voices of Courage Facebook. So we'll be right back. Talking with Mike.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at StarsofCourage.org. That's StarsofCourage.org.
We're back with Voices of Courage. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back.
Wow.
We got like Mike LeBron on the line right now, and we're talking about glutathione and ribosine and how these chemicals can impact your body. Actually, your body already makes them, but how enhanced this enhanced product that Mike has can increase your levels of energy and heal. Sounds like it heals different areas of the body. I do want to say this. You know, I have a new book coming out before I get to Mike, and the book's called "The Courage to Change Everything: Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time." If you haven't already got your copy of that, you can go to thecouragetochangeeverything.com, thecouragetochangeeverything.com. Mike, are you still there with me?
I am here, my friend.
Okay. Well, you know, this is really important information. I had a question for you. I was wondering, are there similar products on the market? I would assume there are. What differentiates your product from others?
You know what? Thanks to Mr. Eduardo Flores, I've met some amazing, amazing doctors all over the world. And every doctor, because I'm not a doctor, but I've asked a lot of doctors that same thing, because, you know, I say, hey, listen, let's compare apples to apples, oranges to oranges. And one in particular, David Constante, where people, you know, travel all over the world to come and see this doctor. And I said to Dr. David, we had supper the other day, and I said, doctor, you know, you're a stature of a doctor, and people love you. There's thousands of people that come and see you. Tell me the difference between our product and anything else. He says, here, I'll be honest, Mike, it's very easy. He says, ribosine technology, it's a one-of-a-kind technology. Nagasawa did it, and nobody can even compare. You cannot compare an apple to an orange with ribosine technology. Second, he says, it's the delivery system which this is delivered. Most glutathione products does never pass the GI tract system. It's broken down in your belly, and it really never goes to your cells. Because of the D-ribose and the L-cysteine, it really bypasses the digestive system and goes into every one of your cells. And he says that is the difference, because for his patients in Ecuador, they see the difference, like some of the patients, he said, 3 days, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, right up to 90 days. And we're talking some issues that people were living with for a couple of years. And again, we don't make claims about our product. What we do is we tell people that it will raise the glutathione in your body, because your body will repair itself. So your body is going to become in the balance of where it was at the beginning of your life when you're early 20s. So that's the biggest thing about our product.
That's good. That's good. And I guess if these glutathione levels are raised,
yes,
what directly happens in the body? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, very easy. So when you're 20, and let's say you would go to a hospital, and a lot of people, you know, if you're around a lot of sick people, you rarely get sick because your immune system is really high. And one of the things that are glutathione products, which is ribosine technology, to raise your glutathione, if your immune system is high, then means your body is protected. So what does it do? It really helps you to fight illness in a way that it's like you've got your immune system is high, but you got a force field around you. But here's the four things that I've been the number one recruiter for this company for 11 years, and every time that I have either given or sampled or sold product to people, here's the four things that people tell me. Number one, they sleep better at night. And we know that if you get into your REM sleep at night, your body's repairing itself just like when you were 20 years old, okay, and repairs faster. Number two, more energy during the day. You know, like that dip around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or 3 p.m. where you say to yourself, oh, and you want to reach for a coffee or so, for a soda or a piece of pie or whatever, something sugary. I never get that dip, and most people that try our product say, man, I don't have that dip. Number three is the focus. The focus is, if you've got a job and you have to focus on multiple tasks where you say, whoa, I've done all the tasks on a daily basis. And four is when people look at the science, the real science of our product and say, man, this is real science. Right on the website, 22 peer-reviewed articles that people can read. And I don't know about you, but I had never been, our background is franchising. We had never been, you know, with a health and wellness company. But the more I study, the more I listen to videos and I understand the technology behind riboscine and what glutathione does for your body, this is the reason why my wife and I traveled the world to really give the message and change people's lives, their quality of life, one person at a time, one day at a time, Ken.
Well, you know, I love that dip piece because I think a lot of people can relate to that. I think a lot of people do get the dip in the afternoon. And I'm thinking how much more productive a person would be if they didn't have the dip and they could focus. It seems like to me, because I'm always dealing that, you know, I'm a business strategist and a life coach, and I work with people that are challenged. You know, they've got challenges in their life, and I help them overcome their challenges. And a lot of times, you know, they'll start on that path, but their energy drifts off, right? So it takes them longer to accomplish what it normally would have.
Absolutely. And this is why, you know what, I own a beautiful home outside of Ottawa, Canada. And when people come to my house and we just strategize of how can we really change the world even more, one person at a time, and people can stay focused on a task. It's whatever task you give them, whatever it is. And people say, like, I can do a lot more things in one day than I ever could when mm-hmm. I was in my 30s, and they're in their 50s right now. And the only thing they've changed is started taking our riboscine technology, which is either Celgevity Max 1 or the ATP products. So it's the ATP product, which is very remarkable. And any one of the five products that you start taking, I'm going to say people ask me a percentage. Sometimes it depends the quality people you give it to, how sick they are or how toxic they are. Not sick, but toxic. And there's a lot of elements and disease and disorder in people's body that one of the things that that glutathione does is it detoxifies the human body.
That's awesome, man.
Really big.
That's great. Well, listen, Mike, I appreciate you being here today. I think we've got a lot of great information. And closing thoughts from you on this product. By the way, I know there's an opportunity for people also to distribute this product. So can you've got a minute. Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, when my wife and I took a look at this, we took a look at how Max International would pay you. And I come from a franchise side of things, and I always had 13 to 15 employees at my fingertips. When I took a look at this and I said, we can really build a legacy company. At the time, my kids were very young. They were 11 and 14, and now I've got three beautiful kids. They're 24, 21, and 14, and we're teaching them how to really leave a legacy company. It's because of the people that you surround yourself with that we've got the common goal. It's what you said at the beginning, the bamboo tree. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be overnight, but it's going to be over time, where if you change enough people's lives, not only health-wise, but financially, you are going to build a legacy company. And one of these days, many generations down, they're going to say, top of that fireplace, of that mantle, your picture is going to be there, and it's going to say, wow, that person made a decision that changed our family tree. And that's what Max International brings to the table, is we're truly a legacy company. And, congratulations to everybody that's going to look at this and getting on our product.
Thanks so much, Mike. So if our audience wants to find out a little bit more about this, you can go to area code 760-703-9941. Again, area code 760-703-9941. And, make the call. I mean, why not? You know, you got nothing to lose, everything to gain. And also, I want to let you know we're going to be putting information up on the Voices of Courage website, which is voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. And also, we'll later today, I believe, if it's not already up there, we'll be putting some links up on Facebook. So come back and visit us again on Facebook. So thanks again to Mike and Eduardo. And I want to say this, all of us, we've got to rise up and meet our challenges. We've got to ascend our thinking. And we got to change our conversations that we're having inside of our heads. By doing this, we're going to expand our courage, and we're going to easily, well, maybe not so easily, but pretty easily, move through disappointments, pain, and challenging times. I hope you are loving this show, and you will pass it on to those that really need it. So you can find us at voicesofcourage.us, or you can just ask Siri or Cortana or Alexa, play Voices of Courage. It'll come right up. And I hope all of you, until next time, live courageously by seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.